I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello there. Happy Wednesday. Survivor tonight. Very excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Did you go to Radiohead last night?
No, I did not go to Radiohead last night.
You weren't there?
No. Were you there? Were you looking for me?
No.
At the Radiohead show?
I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I was busy.
Mm.
But you, I thought.
Well, you know me. I'm always, you know, up late. And yeah. The week after vacation, the sleep is so effed up that it's, you know, I was just angled everything toward bed.
Actually, I had, I don't know what. It's going around, at least in my neighborhood.
Uh-oh, what did you have?
I don't have it. My kid was like, my tummy hurts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and that ended badly, if you know what I mean.
I do. Just a 24-hour thing? Or
the bean bag's ruined,
oh,
among other things.
Really? It just came out?
I was in the other room watching the end of this surf. We actually could see each other through this path,
yeah,
through the upstairs area, but they were on the bean bag reading a book. And I was watching this surf contest. And I was asked to go get some ginger ale or something, and I was like, no problem.
Tummy.
Let me pause. I'll hit the market real quick. And
oh, you had to go out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I ran to the store for ginger ale and a couple other things, and she booted all over the beanbag.
Mm.
And it wasn't done.
No.
There was more.
Yeah. That's...
Was she scared?
Yeah, she was... And she was all... What did she say? I got the quote from her mom. I'm sorry, Mama. I barfed all over you.
Barfed. She said barfed.
And
she barfed all over Mom, too.
Yeah.
And the bean bag.
And her mom goes, it's okay, honey. I took my pants off. And she goes, no, look. And it was still all over.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. So,
do you remember that scene from Big Little Liars? What's it called?
Big Little Lies?
Oh, that one. Where Reese was barfing.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she like barfed three separate times all and then barfed on that one lady across from her.
Yeah.
It was green. It was just projectile. Just like, whoa.
Well, she just found out something really
gnarly. Yeah.
Like you can, I actually, when that happened, there's a reveal on the show that she finds out something that's happening.
About her daughter.
The news is so horrific that she projectile barfs.
She goes. Uh-huh. She just sits back and goes, oh, and then like everything comes out at once. And you can totally imagine that if you heard that your daughter was planning that you would also barf.
What was she planning?
I don't.
I have to know.
I'll tell you off the air.
Just say it. Who cares?
Spoiler alert.
It's a total spoiler.
It would happen weeks ago.
Yeah, but, you know, people like to binge these things.
What could possibly happen?
This is our show. This is pop culture. It's
all
pop
right.
culture.
Spoiler alert on Big Little Lies.
It might make Vinny barf if he heard that about his daughter.
The Reese is a divorcee. She's remarried. They're all remarried.
Nicole Kidman?
No, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, Reese.
Reese
okay.
Witherspoon's character,
right.
Madeline or whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
So her daughter has been living with her ex-husband.
For a minute.
Just for a minute. But they're having, you know, she and her daughter are having some tension, and her daughter's just, you know, they're all
that mother daughter tension.
Yeah, they're all rich,
it's
and they
real.
Live in
Monterey.
Yeah.
It is real,
and they live in Monterey, and they're, you know, the girl, the daughter, has decided she has a secret project going, mm-hmm, for school. This is what she's gonna, you know, do to
make a mark on the world.
So she's decided to auction her virginity in order to highlight the sex trafficking of young girls.
Correct.
And she's about to take her site live.
On social media.
On social, like, you know, she's got a whole, that's her school project. So she's going to, so Reese hears this and is just
and
floored and just
boots.
Just throws up all over the table and
on the lady,
on
the other wife.
All,
it was
times,
green.
And it was just super gross.
Yeah.
Huh.
But you can imagine that. And her daughter, I mean, she's just been having so much trouble with her, and to have this sort of dumped on top of it, like, oh, and now she's auctioning off her virginity, really?
I can't help but think my reaction would be way less than that, because it would be something along the lines of, no, she's not. Mm-hmm. She's not doing that. Right. That's not happening.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is the reaction. Oh, no, she isn't. Uh-huh.
Exactly. I'm not going to barf because that's not happening.
Mm. Yeah.
My, you know what?
Yeah. My daughter is currently locked in our dungeon under our house. And while her Facebook may have gone live anyway.
She did it.
Yeah, that's never happening.
Oh, my God.
So did the night end up with her feeling better after she
I don't... They went to bed really early. Mm-hmm. Mom was, you know... being a mom, sure. As moms do. And I got a message that your sandwich wasn't made. Sorry. And
She makes it for you at night?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
That's so sweet. You've never told us that. She put your little lunchy poo together.
Well, you did it in the morning.
She makes me a peanut
That's
butter
so
and jelly
sweet.
Sandwich. There's
That's
not
lovely.
It
I
is
put
nice.
Out oatmeal for my husband.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
John makes me coffee.
Aw.
I know. It's nice, the little things that
see, human, if you had someone, they would be doing something and preparing
they'd,
all your drinks
they'd
and
get
stuff.
Your kombucha and your pistachios and your Greek
your
yogurt
tea
ready to go.
And your protein shake ready
they could
for
help you. And you could just go off to bed. Uh-huh. One less thing you have to do the night before.
Well, I'll consider it. I mean, you guys sold that pretty good.
There's a tax, though, buddy, so you may be, it may all even out the
wall. Vinny's not the guy to, you know.
What's the tax?
You're paying for it somehow.
Vinny's envious of whom in these days.
There's
free
a
like
tax.
A bird.
There is a tax. It was like that moment at, it was on Sunday, it was Easter Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Family had eaten everything, we had a great time, and then there was, all right, we're going to go hunt those Easter eggs. Come on, everybody. And I'm like, I'm going to watch the Warriors. What are you talking about? And
yeah, I got see, Vinny that, doesn't pay the tax.
I got that, right, that I broken know. Neck, like, what?
Whiplash.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to. It's raining. One. Two. I don't need to see that. I'm good. I'm going to watch the Warriors. Mm. 5 minutes later, they came back soaking wet. And they're like, it's canceled. Uh-huh. It's raining.
Yeah.
Doy.
Pouring down rain out there.
But nonetheless, the tax was the look I got, which took a year at least off the back end of my life. It was that like, Jesus Christ.
It happens.
Why don't they just
what
listen
is
to you?
Wrong with you?
Huh?
Yeah, why can't they just let you do you?
Yeah, geez.
Get it. You know?
Well, you were right.
I was right.
Did you say, I told you so?
No, I said, hey, the Warriors are tied up.
And I told
Portland's
you so.
Putting up a good fight. Mm. Glad I was here to see it.
I think I took a year at least off someone's life the other day.
Uh-oh.
When I gave them a look.
Who? Mm-hmm.
And then I said, you're going to need to see me over there.
Tell me this.
Who was it?
It's a friend. I won't say his name, but we were having dinner.
Is it George?
No.
It's totally
a couple,
George.
Last
it's
week,
not
last
Georgie.
Week, George would never do that to me. Right. He would never
what?
Do me wrong
oh
like
God.
That.
Oh, my God. I can't. I need the
we
details.
We were having dinner with this person and his girl, John, and then two other guys that are friends.
Okay.
And
wait a minute, these are your friends? John doesn't have any friends. Remember, you got rid
right.
of them all.
It's a
They're
sausage party. It's
right.
Suzette surrounded by a bunch of dudes.
Come on, that's the way I love it. Come on.
Right.
I walked in the elevator yesterday. There was five guys. I'm all, hey, let me get in here.
She's in a chair and they're all standing above her.
What's up, okay. boys?
You know,
so then what
I
happened?
Love that. So this guy proceeds to tell the table something that I had told him in confidence about John. And I just was like, gave him a look and said some choice words.
It got serious fast. And, did he think he was being funny?
I think so. It was not funny at all. And everyone just, and I go, you're going to need to see me up at the bar right now.
Damn. And then what happened?
And then we go to the bar. I order two shots of tequila. And then.
For you?
One for me, one for him.
Oh.
Lay into him.
You're going to need to prepare yourself for this.
Exactly. That's how tough it was. And everybody at the table, even his girl, went, oh.
Well, what everyone did John do?
Yeah,
John's
like, what's the thing you reveal? Now, everyone knows at the table. I mean, yeah. We should know, too.
Yeah, what's the thing?
What's the thing what's about the John? Yeah.
Sarah just revealed something.
Shut up, Bryn!
Yeah, the truth.
Well, I can't say, because then I would be outing
everyone
John.
Everyone else already knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else already knows.
Or, yeah, what's this guy's name? We'll call him. He seems to want to tell everybody.
Yeah. Oh,
give us
my
his number.
God. So,
what's it have
mad
to do with?
Him.
Tell us generally what it has to do with.
Like a medical thing or like a personal secret, something sexual?
It's not sexual. It's just more like what's on John's mind these days. And, you know, it's not
like
good.
The floors and picking up paper from the ground?
No, even more heavier than that.
All right. Uh-oh. So some.
Oh my God! I'm getting a text right now.
He's saying you can reveal it.
It's listener George. Oh. He goes, "Damn right I wouldn't. I know George, you wouldn't do me like that." So honestly, if you're listening, I know you probably are. I can't trust you anymore.
Was that? Oh, that's it,
boy.
Sheet the guys out.
How do they do it in Survivor? You've been cut. How do you do it?
The tribe has spoken.
The tribe has spoken.
What is it called?
They
put the
snuff
flame
the
out.
Torch, right?
Snuff is your torch has been
your
snuffed.
Your torch has been snuffed. When your
and
fire dies.
If I can't hang out with you and speak freely
right.
and know that you're going to be cool, then I can't be cool.
So did you say to him when you revealed this information about John, did you say specifically?
Did you say, like, not for air? Not for air.
Not for air. Not for air at the table?
Did you say that?
Stupid. Of course I didn't say that.
So did you say this is, don't tell anyone I told you this, but.
I don't feel that if I'm talking to a friend, I don't feel like I should have to say that.
Well, it's possible he thought it was just kind of common knowledge.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
All right.
Because we all know John's thinking about the floors. And
I sure know that I never have told secrets about him that are gnarly.
Oh,
well,
like
go ahead
what?
And reveal
you should
one
tell
right
one
now.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Get him back.
Let's hear out the score. Let's hear one.
Get him back.
Cut this guy good.
Yeah, let's do this.
We don't even know who it is. So you can say whatever you want.
I can't, but that person knows.
Is he listening? Is he listening?
No, I'm not getting a text.
Oh.
I'll let you know if I get one.
Yeah, it's pretty early for people to be.
Yeah. That's so fun.
Can I ask you a question, Yuzette? Do you, secretly kind of live for these moments when you get to verbally decimate somebody?
No.
But you're so good at them. It's like you have...
That's the problem. I am really good at it, but I really don't want to. I want to be friendly and nice all the time.
I have a better question. So when you get in the car to leave, is John, your husband, like... What the hell, man? What are you telling people?
Why would you
stuff
tell
like
people
that about
no, but the next morning he did say, why did blah, blah, blah say blah, blah, blah? And I just said, I don't know. And then it was dropped.
Oh.
But this is about the third time
that this person
has done that, where John comes back to me and says, why did, because they go out and have a smoke. And that's the talky time.
They bond over ciggies.
Yep. And so this is the third time that John has come back to me saying, why did da da da?
Why does he know this, or why does he?
Mm-hmm.
When you chewed this guy out, at any moment did you say, God, you are such a disappointment?
Yeah.
So no, but can we say that now?
Yes.
You are such a disappointment.
Yeah.
Why do you like that so much?
Yuzi has the line, man.
Because you said it to your dog, and it was so funny when you said it on the air. Dog was hungry. He ate some cat poo.
Or dog poo. We don't know whose poo it was.
No, it was cat poo, and it's super. I was beyond disappointed. I worked hard. I worked really hard with that dog. I took good care of that dog. I made a lot of choices and sacrifices for that dog.
And,
and then I gave her the best food and all the stuff. And then there she is, just sneak sniffing like I'm all, oh, that's cool. She's just doing her thing. Reading the news as they do. You know, what sniffs are around. And then she snatches up some cat crap right there in front of me, even has it smeared on her.
Like, oh, Wow, what a dick. You should have taken a picture of her and hung it on the fridge real low where she could see it every time she walked by.
How could I not be disappointed? I mean, yeah. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry that that happened, Yuzi. I know.
Oh,
that.
I thought you were talking about the poop.
Oh, no. That,
I'm still not like over it.
I can tell. I can see that.
Apparently you're not. It reminded me the other day, you know, we had to take Ella in and they had to sedate her, so she was still kind of sick from the medicine the next day. And John takes her out to walk and he brings her back. He goes, you're going to need to clean Ella's butt. And it was just like, oh.
What happened?
You know, it was the medication. She had like diarrhea.
Oh, poor thing.
So I had to wash her butt.
Oh, gross.
Can you just wash her right in your sink? Did she put up with that? Oh, that's great. That's
Does she put up with that? What's she going to do?
I don't know. You know how some dogs flip out, though, like getting washed. So do you just use like the handheld squirty thing, you know, just...
No, I get I put a rag down and then I got paper towels, got them all warm and wiped her butt.
That's sweet.
How'd it go with Ellie yesterday? Did she take another bite out of your hand or anything?
No, I'm good. We're all good. Right.
Ella knew who the alpha dog is. She just found out that Yuzette's line is like closer than you think. I'm sorry that happened because I know that that's rough. I've seen you go through some stuff with friends here and there, but you know, you'd think people would know this by now about you. There's a line and
cut trust it off. Is a big thing.
Hell yeah!
And she's everyone waiting for you to that. Cross it, everyone.
It seems like
she's not waiting for you.
Oh yeah, she is.
There's a little bit in common in that room. The friends seem to cycle through that room.
Dude, it's my reasons are so different than her reasons. My friends,
my loser
friends, end up getting married and forget me.
How dare them? How dare them?
That's right. So, I mean, I
need other birds in my free bird flock.
You build this relationship with someone for 10, 15 years. All of a sudden, they meet somebody they've known for a year, and then they're gone. And you're like, wow. Well, I guess that's that.
It's bad parenting.
Bad parents, bad friending. It's
Are
bad
you afraid
everything.
That's going to happen with Bryn? Because, you know, he's getting
married. Already done. We don't even do anything anymore. Are you kidding me?
You guys had a date out of the city.
We had a date last night, man.
That's for work.
It's like 10:20 p.m. Man, I was tired.
Oh, God. See, look what I'm dealing with here. Oh, my God.
But it was all worth it, is what I meant.
Like I said, that room, they've got that in common. The whole my friend's dead to me forever thing.
Dude, my friends are leaving me. She's cutting people from her tribe left and right. It's monumentally different. Please.
But
God.
It's for a good reason.
I get trust. All my friends do it for a horrible reason. You'd think they'd want to still be friends
Love.
With me.
Forget it. It's horrible.
God.
I don't know why their wives don't like me.
Starting a family. Get out of here. Yeah.
Moving on with their lives.
All husbands. All my female friends, too. Oh,
okay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. We're off to a roaring start. I tell you, it's going to be a great show. We'll be back with the trash, etc. Oh, and the $1,000 right after this. Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.